This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me on today's last show of the day is BBB.
What's up?
The Conor McGregor wannabe. No, I'm just kidding.
I love to be Conor McGregor, man. Talk as much crap as I wanted to and get away with it.
Then back
man,
it up.
Man, that would be lovely.
And back it
and,
up.
And just hitting little boys. Shoot. I couldn't maintain 145, 150 pounds. There's no way I could be that small, man.
No.
That's way too pity.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
I wasn't. The last time I was 150 pounds, I think I was in sixth grade.
I think I was third grade. I don't remember. Yeah, third or fourth grade, meaty bones. You know, I was sausage fingers was already out there. They were ready.
Just big swole.
Yeah, big swole. And 315.
315, y'all.
From Syracuse, he's here.
Syracuse.
We got a great show for you today. Of course, breaking news, if you haven't heard, Craig Sager passed away today, age 65, with leukemia complications. So he's been battling it for about 3 years. So wishes and prayers and everything with the family. So and the NBA family, because it's going to be tough.
And TNT Thursday night tonight, I'm interested to see the tribute they're going to do for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Either before the games or after the games.
I was just thinking about that. Halftime, everything, or throughout the show.
And then at the different arenas, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that tonight. I'm
good thing they let him work game six of the finals last year.
Absolutely.
Because if that wouldn't have happened, he would have never worked the finals game.
And he should have.
He should have worked 20 finals games.
He should have worked many of them.
But yeah, it's gonna be great to see what they do tonight for him. I can't wait to see that. Let's talk about some NBA action since we're talking about Sager. Right now in the NBA, I'm trying to think. I mean, the Warriors are standing tall right now in the West, of course, or in all of basketball.
No surprise.
22-4. I figured they struggled. They struggled early on, but they've got it together since. They 8-2 in the last 10. San Antonio's right there, right behind them, 20-5. The only problem with them, they're at home, they've lost four games. They lost one game at home all last year. Then the Clippers are third, and that's Houston's 19-7.
And that's a team that has to adjust.
Who?
It's the Spurs, probably almost just as much as Golden State, especially without Duncan. They got
David West.
They got David West, Pau Gasol.
David West wasn't a big loss. The leadership.
No, he's not.
No, but that. I mean, still, you lose somebody down in the middle. You got to change it over.
But didn't I tell you to watch out for the Houston Rockets when the season started? I told you D'Antoni's offense is perfect for what James Harden wants to do. Now, when the playoffs start and they need a defense to stop, that's probably not going to happen. Right. But for the regular season,
they scored 135 last night against the Kings.
They are so fun, man. They get up and down the floor. They
shot shots 42 up. Three-pointers.
They
last
shot
night.
53 pointers a couple weeks. Yeah. They just jacking up shots, man.
James Harden's going to shatter Steve Nash's numbers in that D'Antoni system. Man.
He should.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he'll get the assist that Nash did.
But he's going to get more buckets.
He's going to get a lot of buckets. A ton of points.
Well, they don't have fun. That's for. I think Capella is really good for them. Good young player.
Eric Gordon's been good for them too.
Yeah, Eric
and
Gordon.
Ryan Anderson. I mean, he's slumping a little bit, but he's been good.
He's been. I know he's on my fantasy team. Keep it going. Him and Harden are on my team.
You were
team.
A little 1 year early on the Rockets.
Yeah, I picked them to go to the finals last year. I still like the Clippers in the West. I really do. I know they haven't looked as good lately.
You know which way I roll.
But, you know, if you look out West, Golden State, they're leading it by one game. But defense still is an issue with them.
They're allowing almost the most points. The Nuggets allow 108. The Lakers allow 111. The Suns allow 113. But they allow 106. Mm-hmm. That's right up there.
That's right there. The Eastern Conference, of course, is the two teams we thought it would be, Cleveland, Toronto, and then everybody else. New York, Chicago, Charlotte, Boston, Detroit, Indiana. Even Atlanta's right there, as bad as they've been. Milwaukee's right there. Washington's right there.
It's the East for you.
Orlando's there. And then you got Miami, Brooklyn, and Philly bring up the rear.
Those are the only three teams that are out.
Right. I got a feeling you'll see Miami make a run with Whiteside. Maybe. We'll see.
You know, Toronto was the highest scoring team in the Eastern Conference. They averaged 0.9 points better than the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's because of DeRozan.
And, you know, my Pistons at home haven't allowed 100 points yet at home.
They're the only team that scores under 100 a game themselves.
Hey, you know what? That just goes back to the old late 80s Pistons ball, that ugly low scoring.
Comparing this team.
No. I'm just talking about as far as like the final score goes, because they don't allow 100, but they don't score 100 either.
You know what I don't like about the Pistons? Van Gundy.
You don't like Van Gundy?
He's never done. What has he done in this league?
What has he done? Eastern Conference.
He's been to a finals, an NBA finals.
Well, who? Orlando.
And he got robbed of a chance.
Best out of Dwight Howard.
He got robbed of a championship in Miami when he was coaching that Heat team, and Pat Riley decided to come downstairs and give him.
That was a Shaquille O'Neal power move. He said, Pat, I need you. I came here to win. If you don't get down here on this floor, I'm leaving.
I don't think he's the best Van Gundy.
You know, no, I don't think so either.
I think Jeff is better, a lot
better. Jeff is definitely a better color commentator.
But one thing I don't like about Stan Van, real quick, though, is he just has this pattern of falling out with his bigs. Right.
I don't like any coach to have too much power, and he's got way too much power in Detroit.
Isn't he the GM?
He's the president.
He makes
GM.
All the moves. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you're a president GM, it doesn't work out. I mean, it just doesn't. If it wasn't for look at Jerry this year. Jerry, his son, has been making a lot
Stephen
more than moves.
Stephen Jones is a freaking genius,
right.
Man.
Stephen Jones is the genius behind it right now. Yeah.
He's a freaking genius.
But anyway, the Pistons.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right. We
tonight
we're good defensively this year. We're one of the better defensive teams in the league.
The NBA is not shaping up any different than any of us predicted it. Really, no. I mean, we all the Clippers.
Everything is pretty much
Golden
where
State
it should be.
San Antonio, Cleveland, Toronto.
Yeah,
that's your teams, and that's it. Yeah. Everybody else is pretty much third or fourth. That they might have a chance. I still don't think Houston's got a chance in the playoffs. Clippers maybe. But in San Antonio, yeah. But outside Golden State, Cleveland, Toronto, that's it. And I still don't give Toronto a chance out of the East anyway.
No. I mean, as long as you play against LeBron James.
They lose in six again in the conference finals.
I don't know if they make
it. They might push them to seven. I think they can get back to the conference finals.
I don't know what it is about Toronto. They're too – when it comes to DeRozan and Lowry in the playoffs, they have two, like, the worst shooting percentages.
They are Jekyll and Hyde.
Of all time.
Yep.
But it was like their first real playoff run together. Now that they've gotten one under their belt, they know what it takes. I think this year they'll look – a lot better.
They're too reliant on that backcourt.
But
they need that third and fourth.
But that's a great thing about their team is like everybody on the team knows their role. They know Lowry and DeRozan are going to lead us. We're going to win and lose by what these two guys do. We need to do our part. Valanciunas rebound, score when you get a touchdown low. Carroll plays defense on the best wing guy out there.
And I was never a fan of his game, but DeRozan has really showed me.
DeRozan,
so he's played really great.
He's the mid-range murderer.
Yeah.
Like, he won't go to that three, but you get him 18, 20 feet, he don't miss.
He's the Jalen Rose of this era.
Yeah, as a team, they don't shoot threes. As a team, that's what's going to get him in the playoffs, too. They don't shoot well from three.
And they still average 112.
Me and you talked about they need DeMarre Carroll.
They have to have DeMarre Carroll.
And he's not been doing it right now. Yeah. So,
and Terrence Ross. Where is Terrence Ross? Fine.
Who?
Right.
Who?
You'll see him tonight. You'll see him tonight on Shaq and the Fool.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah, you'll see him on Shot in the Fool tonight.
Along with JaVale McGee, because he finds a way to find a spot.
JaVale McGee, man. Yeah. I'm telling you what, if you don't just watch Highly Questionable, you'll see all the JaVale McGee highlights. They love him on that show because he does some bad stuff.
He does, man.
That guy's an idiot.
He does.
Nah, let's not say that. He has mental lapses every game he plays.
Listen, JaVale McGee, I got some advice for you. In January 12th, I'm going to start playing at the Y in downtown Charlotte. Come on up, man. Show me how bad of a fool you are on the court, because that's where you should be playing.
Oh, Shaq kills him y. on that shit. JaVale McGee. Oh, yeah. JaVale McGee.
Once again, tonight on NBA – TNT, man, really? The Bulls at the Bucks?
Yeah, I saw that.
That should be fun, though, because Antetokounmpo and Jabari Parker, those two are starting to become in their own.
Okay.
I think in the next 5 years, if Milwaukee can build around those two, Milwaukee has a chance. Because LeBron is fading away. Like, LeBron, three, 4 years, maybe max.
Y'all do realize this is the end of LeBron. He's on the backside, right?
I mean, that's why I understand why the fans are mad.
But he's so good. But LeBron is so good. By the time he's 35, you know who LeBron will be at 35? He'll be Draymond Green. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
he'll be Draymond Green.
I don't think he'll stick around. I think if his skills diminish that much, he'll be like, see ya, because he's been playing since 18, dude, in NBA 19 since the NBA. Why stick around?
Exactly. Unless he tried to wait around for his son to get drafted and play one season with his son.
Well, he could retire and come back for that. Before we go any farther, we'll talk about the games real fast. Real fast, all right, because we're going to do hot sauce. Maybe we'll do it next week. But what's your thoughts on – you know, it's not just LeBron, all right? It's everybody doing the NBA. Boogie Cousins did it last night. He sat down – he didn't play last night against the Rockets, and they got beat by 40. The Cavs went to Memphis. Here's what happened. The night before, 2 days ago, the Cavs hosted the Grizzlies. Everybody played, but Gasol didn't play for Memphis, which he should have. You go the next night, Cleveland, last night. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love do not play in Memphis. Mm-hmm. How many times a year do they play in Memphis?
One time.
One time a year. That's wrong. I don't care if one of them plays, somebody needs to play.
Yep.
When you go on the road, listen, it's the same thing if Golden State comes to Charlotte. You don't make sure Steph Curry plays because they are going to see Steph, not NBA team.
This is what the NBA can do. If your team decides to rest players, that team is then forced to pay for every fan seat that attended that game.
It has to be some type of.
And that would be fair. Now, that would be fair for
here,
me.
Here's the thing, man. All right. I'm not against LeBron taking the seat.
Me either.
I get how many hours he played basketball, whatever, this and that. You play 41 home games. I'm not counting preseason. 41 home games during the season.
Sit in one of those home
games. Sit one of the home games. And the night before in Cleveland, he could have sit.
And even if you're going to do that, don't. If you're going to sit, just don't sit on a road game at playing a Western Conference team. Especially if that's the only you're going to be your only trip there all year.
And people are throwing out shade today at other leagues and stuff. It's totally different leagues. NFL, you go see Cam Newton and the Panthers. Cam Newton may sit, but you're still going to see the Panthers.
Yeah.
Right? It's baseball. If Bryce Harper doesn't play for the Nats, you're going to see the Nats because of the team. It's more of a team sport. Because
the NBA,
you go NBA, it is star driven.
Right.
You're going to see a star. It's like Jordan coming to Charlotte. You was going to see Jordan, not the other team. Same thing today. You go see. I'm gonna go see the Hornets, absolutely. But I'm gonna go see when LeBron's playing for sure.
Yeah.
If I'm here,
and the prices for the seats vary too. Because and that's you the other go thing. You go to the Sixers, you can get a club seat, maybe $100. You go to the Cavaliers, that same club seat that was $100 for the Sixers is now $700.
I think they need to do something for the fans with tickets, because if you go and buy think about it, especially at Christmas, somebody in Memphis bought LeBron James Cleveland Cavs tickets when they were coming to town. Now he's not coming. They probably spent $600 a ticket to try to bring their kids to the game when LeBron's going to be here.
Yep.
I think it's embarrassing, man, for the league. They should have put something in the new CBA, which they signed. They got to think something about it. But I know these guys are saving for the playoffs. But you got to think about these fans in these other cities.
First of all, it's 2 months. We're not even 2 months into
the
season.
It's not even December yet. Me and you talked about
it. It's not even 2 months
usually
into the season.
Start sitting around Christmas. Yeah. Or, no, after New Year's.
And what the hell is Kyrie Irving doing sitting two
games?
What's
Kevin Love sitting?
At 24 years old.
Kevin Love? Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah.
Well, Kyrie Irving, we know
the knee cap, right?
Knee injury.
I get that.
100 games last year. Stop played all summer.
And don't play in the Olympics then. And that's another thing. The Olympics, too. This is a whole other subject, but the Olympics, I think we got
to. No, we need to play our players because I'll be damned if we don't bring back any more gold medals. I don't want to see our basketball team with a bronze medal.
Right. I agree.
That's
bull crap. Let's just bring the college kids back.
Maybe
they can't beat the international team.
Why not?
With the college kids.
If you're going to let the pro team, if you're letting pro people play overseas, you got to let them play here. If you're letting pro guys play in other countries,
and that's my thing.
That's fair. Now, why not reduce it in other countries and here? Maybe have 6 NBA players, 6 college guys. Then you got 12.
Because you know Pop, for
why
instance,
not?
Pop hated Tony and Manu playing in
the right. Well, it's not fair. And, you know, we talked earlier about, Pop started this, sitting Duncan and all them guys, where they played overseas pro every single year.
Yep.
But the big thing is, listen, no offense, we aren't going to see Tony Parker and Ginobili is not like the same as going to see LeBron James. I mean, LeBron James is the Michael Jordan of the era, Magic Johnson, where you want to make sure you see them when they come to town because you don't know how many more years they got left.
Yeah.
The NBA's got to do – and don't give me the back-to-back thing because I was listening – NHL, which is more physical, and I know they have different lines, but they still are more physical – they do 4 back-to-back games a week. A week. And you don't tell me NBA players can't play 4 games? Come on, man. Or at least play 20 minutes a game.
These guys are on skates.
They still get hit.
And jumping and
really?
Rebounding.
People get their teeth knocked out they play the next game.
They're on skates with about 80 pounds of equipment on, too.
But they get hit. They lose teeth. They get hit in the face. They get as physically abused as anybody.
They maybe skate 3 to 5 minutes at a time. And then here comes the next line. And then here comes the next line.
It's tougher than the NBA as far as physical action with each other. I mean, dude, you see some of the hits? It's real. We just don't see it because we don't watch NHL as much as NBA.
Because the NHL is lame.
It's not really, man. You got to follow it. Speaking of which, that's how Alan passed away. He was skating with his sons playing hockey.
Yep.
It's crazy. Something he loved doing. But, hey, back to the NBA, though, they have to figure something out. I think we all agree with that. They have to figure something out.
If your team decides to rest its star players, then the X team has to pay for every fan's ticket in that stadium
night. Like, cash. 2 weeks before, I know you can't say the night before when my guy's not playing because he doesn't feel like it. But if it's a healthy scratch, I don't know, send out a memo to your next 2 weeks of if they're playing or not. So that way the fans
know.
Or
they need to buy these fans an extra ticket to whatever game they want to go to.
But they got to figure something out. Tonight on NBA TNT, you definitely want to watch during the first half of the Bulls and Bucks to see what they do for Sager, I'm sure.
No, we know they're working on that video package right now.
I'm sure. And you also got the Pacers at the Pelicans.
That should be fun.
You got the Spurs at the Suns. I'm sure that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other night game at 10:30 is the Knicks at the Warriors. I'm telling you, watch the Knicks, man.
Derrick Rose already pronounced out for tonight.
That'll be even better.
Knicks are gonna get smoked.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night the Pistons at the Wizards. That's a big game. Hornets and Celtics, of course. Hawks at Raptors.
No, let's check out your ESPN Friday night matches. Matchups.
I'm going. I'm getting there
because it's funny to me. I'm sorry, it's just funny.
Is that your Friday night? That is your Friday night. What is your Friday night matchup?
Los Angeles Lakers at the Philadelphia 76ers.
What? Yes. When the Sixers get on TV? Whoa. Here, time out. Let me do the game. The Mavs at the Jazz.
Oh, my God.
Hey, wait a minute. And then Saturday, guess what? We'll follow up with a good football game between the Dolphins and the Jets. Man, we got some games.
We are winning, man.
Oh, somebody's losing their job. Somebody's getting fired because the Mavs and Jazz.
What's your other option? The Heat and the Clippers?
Yes.
Move it to a late game?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do it.
You can't move it to a late game. That's only 10:30 game Friday night.
Oh, my God.
They could have did
That's only late game Friday night. You could have done Houston.
They should have did Detroit at Washington at the 7 o'clock and moved the Houston game to New Orleans at Houston to 9:30.
Even put the Charlotte and Boston game at 8.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. The Lakers and the Sixers.
That is horrible. Lakers and Sixers.
You know
Sixers,
what? That game would have been great in 1985.
Yeah.
No, but if Ben Simmons would have been playing, then we'd have had number one versus number two.
Then that wouldn't be bad. But you know how we've been to a Hornets and Sixers game this year. How bad was it? It was horrible. It was like watching the Y again. It was the YMCA Dow division against the YMCA Uptown.
Right?
Woo. I mean, you know, it was horrible. Then Saturday, we have the Pacers at the Pistons, Hornets at Hawks, Lakers at Cavs Saturday night. Woohoo!
LeBron, this is the game you should have sat for.
Exactly.
Right here.
Sit out that game. Come on, man. And then Sunday, Clippers at Wizards, Kings at Mavs. Woohoo! There's some bad games.
Sunday got a bunch of bad games.
Sunday's bad. Pelicans at Spurs. What's the best game?
Toronto at Orlando.
Jeez. Orlando. That's the best game.
Toronto at Orlando, man.
Nothing's worth the Mavs and Jazz. That's Mavs.
Pistons at Bulls on Monday night. Hawks at Thunder. Man, there's some bad NBA teams this year. Pacers at Knicks. That's on Tuesday next week. Cavs at Bucks. Spurs at Rockets next week, next Tuesday. That's going to be a great game.
Finally
a great game. The Jazz at the Warriors. That'll be a good game. Wednesday next week, the Grizzlies at the Pistons. That'll be a tough one. Thunder at Pelicans, Anthony Davis. And that is it. That's it for next week's schedule. I mean, it's brutal.
That Friday night is
– I mean, it's just so many bad teams in the NBA, and I hope this new CBA helps amend that. I was thinking that they need to write a clause that, hey, if you leave a team for free agency, that your whole contract cycle has to start over. Like, you have to take a rookie deal to go sign with another team. And nobody wants to do that.
Really, really fast couple of college football things for Mr. 315. Lane Kiffin's new coach at FAU, and he just got one of the recruits from Florida State.
Yeah, that Florida recruiting is going to be crazy now.
And, as a matter of fact, his brother, DeAndre Johnson, his brother, is the number one recruit for next year, or I think this year, one of the two. He's already said that he wants to play where his brother's at. So he'll probably get two of the best recruits already.
Way to go, Mr. Kiffin.
AAU.
Can you keep them from punching girls in the bars?
Absolutely. And South Florida hires Charlie Strong.
Yeah, man.
I asked us on Monday show, how great is the Florida recruiting trail now?
Great.
Because you got Charlie Strong, you got Lane Kiffin, you got Jimbo, you got Mark Richt. You got UCF's coach Scott Frost. I'm trying to think. Anybody else?
Florida Gators.
Florida. You got McElwain.
Yeah.
How great. There will be no recruits coming out of Florida anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think Alabama or anywhere
else.
They'll stay in town. All right.
I mean, if Alabama comes calling, Nick Saban comes to your door, though, man. It's so hard to say no to Alabama.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, if you go to Alabama, you know you'll have to sit.
Unless you're Jalen Hurts.
Right. You have to be one
of
them.
You got to be a stud. You better be a stud.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that is college football. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, first one, Fisher NFL coaching career.
Pitiful work.
Horrible and awful. Horawful.
I'm going to say short by one.
Because
you know how much that 1 yard could have changed his career?
Yeah.
Could have.
Design a play to throw to the end zone. Don't throw short of the goal line.
Yeah, exactly. Kenley Jansen chose Dodgers over better offers elsewhere. Can't opt out after 2019.
I mean, it's hard to leave L.A., isn't it?
Yeah, I don't.
Like Tupac said, I love L.A.
L.A.
Clayton Kershaw. That's all I got. I mean, dude, you ain't leaving Clayton. Him and Clayton, you remember, he used to be Clayton's catcher in the minors before they promoted him up to the big leagues to be the closer. Rams have Pete Carroll on their wish list for new head coach.
Ha!
Keep dreaming.
No chance.
Here we're going to go with the trash talking. Lane Kiffin says he wanted to go somewhere they used the word we. Takes jab at Saban.
Seen it coming? I know that's three words.
I'm fine.
Stop it. Lane Kiffin, just stop it. Do something first before you start talking.
Keep it going. Oh, by the way, the Florida coaching thing. You won't see Jim Harbaugh doing satellite camps in Florida anymore, I think.
I think I'm done. I'm not going.
I don't think you'll be able to. Cavs have been promised an all-star game in Cleveland as early as 2020.
About time. The Q is a fairly new arena, and they've been denied all-star games. I mean, let's look after LeBron. Let's let him have one at home.
Ooh.
Retirement cycle. That'll be his retirement year. Why not?
Yeah. This right around.
He had last year NBA. You got an all-star game in Cleveland.
Got voted in by the fans like they did for Kobe.
Probably the leading vote getter. He'll probably be the leading vote getter.
You know he wants the big hurrah farewell like Kobe Bryant had. That's just LeBron's personality.
He's going to be like Rivera, man, where they bring out,
rocket chairs and everything.
Cleveland rocks.
All right. Josh Norman says it almost felt like I was stabbed in the back by the Panthers.
Sign tender. If you would have signed the franchise tender, you wouldn't have felt stabbed in the back now, would you?
Kelvin Benjamin. As in Kelvin Benjamin's going to cook that boy Monday night.
You think you're going to cook him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Pick six. Get used to it. By the way, you know a funny stat that I just heard the other day? Blake Bortles has more pick sixes than wins.
Yeah, I think I said that.
Did you say that?
I said that last week.
11 to 10.
Like 11 to 10?
Yeah, 11 to 10. 11 picks. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, that's
insane. How this boy only got 10 wins in 3 years?
10 wins in 3 years.
What in the crap are you doing?
Stone Cold, Dudley Boys, and Stacy Keibler once pounded 115 beers together during a night in Japan.
Wow. Who knew Stacy Keibler can hold 112 beers?
Where was I? Dang. That's my words. Where was I?
I couldn't be around a drunk Stacy Keibler.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Legs. That's a lot of beer.
That's a whole lot of beer. I think the Dudleys and Stone Cold probably drunk 111 Chief. Of them.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Stacy Keibler. WWE announces first ever UK championship. United Kingdom championship.
Jobber title.
European championship. Bring it back.
Going international. Cam says he has to fight temptation to challenge Josh Norman for sake of his ego. Have to control that beast.
Wasted energy. Just play your game.
Stop worrying.
I have nothing.
All right. Cam Newton says he wouldn't consider naming his next child Josh after Josh Norman in a million years.
I mean,
what's he going to name
him? He's chosen to. Chosen and choosing. I don't know. You know it's going to be something with a C.
Name him Josh, man. Come on. Just do it. No, KB. He'll name KB. Star Wars Rogue One comes out this week.
Don't care.
Really? Don't
do
care?
I care. I'm done with Star Wars.
I'm not a Star Wars guy at all.
You know, not Star Trek? No. You got a Star Trek?
Nope.
No.
I like not Star Wars or Star Trek.
You like new Star Trek movies.
I like
new. You don't like any Star Wars, Star Trek? You just don't like sci-fi movies?
I'm not big sci-fi when it comes to, not with Star Wars and Star Trek. Never been a Trekkie.
Seeing in DC, excuse me. Let's go.
Oh, you going to the Verizon Center to watch it? That
no, we're talking about seeing it, the science and museum and whatever. They got like a big IMAX or something they don't show on. So it should be interesting. Let's go into Bon Voyage. All right, y'all got any Bon Voyages?
To this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, thank you for tuning in each and every week. You can find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spreaker, Facebook, Twitter, Breakdown Sports Show page. Just find us. Follow, listen, send your comments. Thank you.
You got any there?
Just once again, man, I keep it basic. Just another great show. Thank you for listening and watching out on Periscope. I'm just ready to go home, go to bed. I haven't slept all day.
I got you. We'll get you out of here then. I've got a couple. Let me go through it. First, Jeff Fisher, fired by the Rams. Former Heisman Trophy winner, Colorado Buffalo, Rashad Salaam, died at age 42, former Bear.
Yeah.
Sad news there.
Man, he was the stuff at Colorado. He was a beast. Man.
They're saying suicide.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't him and Cordell Stewart play on the same team?
Yes, they did. And Michael Westbrook.
They had a squad.
They were a really good squad.
I wasn't too happy about the pick, though.
You didn't like the pick at the time?
I didn't. It didn't.
Yeah. No one really thought he was going to be that good.
He had a 1,000-yard season his rookie season.
He did. And that was it. Yeah.
Who was core? That was when 19 was playing for y'all. Scott, the kid from
Scott
Detroit.
Mitchell?
Scott Mitchell.
Scott.
Right?
Well, no, we never had Scott Mitchell. We had.
I thought y'all had Scott Mitchell at some point.
That was Detroit. Detroit had him.
No, I knew he played Detroit, but I thought y'all had him.
Oh, we never had him. Not
who was the quarterback with that was Salaam team?
Was it Jim McMahon?
Kramer?
Kramer. That's who I'm thinking.
Eric Kramer.
NC State player.
Eric Kramer, yeah.
Yeah, NC State. That's who I was thinking. Ryan Tannehill sprained his ACL, MCL, could return for the playoffs if they make it. Eagles running back Rendell Smallwood and Matt Tobin gone to the IR. Eagles long snapper John Durambos undergoes season-ending surgery for broken wrist. Notre Dame's quarterback Kaiser declares for a draft. They're already talking about he's number 4 pick.
That's the Bears. Year. That'll be the Bears.
Or no, he'll be the 4th quarterback.
Oh, quarterback. Sorry.
He ain't be the 4th pick. But he's already one of the top 4 quarterbacks.
I think we'll have the 4th. I think we'll have the 4th pick.
Probably.
If everything keeps going away.
NFL to end pink October next season. We'll allow teams to choose their own cancer causes to support. I think that's huge. Beautiful. That's a good move. Ravens waive 4-time Pro Bowler Devin Hester. Saints place left tackle Terron Armstead on IR.
That's a huge loss.
Yep. And the Cardinals cut Michael Floyd.
As they should.
Larry Fitzgerald just put out a statement. He says he said he can't give his true feelings. He's known Michael since Michael was 13. He loves Michael like a brother. He said he saw him already. He's going to see him again today. He's going to always support him. You know, that's just the kind of guy Larry Fitzgerald is.
Stand up, man. He's, one of the greats. People make bad choices sometimes, but hopefully he'll get another chance
because teams need wide receivers.
That's very true. And dude, when he came out, he was supposed to be great.
And, I mean, last year he had a really good year. Really
I know good I year. Took him in fantasy this year. I thought he was gonna be one of the best ones, and that didn't work out so well. But anyway, we'll see. Hopefully, he'll get another chance before too long. You guys got anything else?
It's always sports is life.
and you can catch us everywhere. We should have a show next week. Make sure you catch us. But in case you don't, have a great Christmas.
Our Christmas special, ugly sweaters of galore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll have to wear my ugly sweater next week.
I got to find mine.
I know where mine's at. I'm going to wear it. All right, you got anything, Mr. 315?
No, that's it, man. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, everybody have a great week. And as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Peace out.